Hello, I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Your household was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. So let me ask you, are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts? Thank you very much. And how many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
One.
One. Thank you. What is your age?
69.
Thank you very much. Now, how do you describe your gender?
Female.
And how would you describe your race?
White.
Thank you very much. Now, what grade is your child currently in?
Senior.
In senior?
12.
Oh, 12. Thank you. Which of the following best describes the school where your child is enrolled this year? Is it a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or a Catholic school, a non-Catholic private?
Okay, stop. Public school.
Catholic school?
Public school.
A public school by the school district?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, when it comes to your 12th grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not concerned.
Not too concerned or not at all?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. Now, to the best of your knowledge, is your 12th grade child reading at the level expected for students their age group?
Yes.
And has your 12th grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home?
Yes.
What kinds of activities or supports did your 12th grade child's pediatrician recommend? Introducing vocabulary, oral story time, singing songs, talking with your child, reciting nursery rhymes, repeating your child's sounds and encouraging them to repeat yours, reading with your child?
Reading with your child.
Thank you very much. Now, what information do you use to understand your 12th grade child's progress in reading and writing? English Language Arts or MCAS?
Yes.
That one. Then we have parent-teacher conferences.
No.
Grade or report cards.
Yes.
Literacy screeners such as iReady, Early Bird, Dibble.
No. Those are too young for.
Okay. Information for my child's teacher.
Yes, I have.
And conversations with my child.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my 12th grade child's reading progress this year from their school. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, does your 12th grade child school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? A specific diagnosis to help you understand that your child's reading challenges are or what your child's reading challenges are? Small group instruction? Resources?
They do all of that for the younger grades, and he's been in the school system for 12 years, so...
Okay.
Yes.
So what about resources to use at home to help practice reading?
Well, they all got computers, so I consider that a resource.
Okay. What about access to an outside specialist?
If necessary.
And one-on-one instruction from a specialist?
If necessary.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your 12th grade child's reading progress? For example, hired a tutor, enrolled in extra reading classes outside school, got an outside assessment, etc.?
No.
And thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? Sound it out. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not so familiar, or not at all familiar?
I'm a special ed teacher, retired. Yes, I'm familiar.
Thank you. And is that very or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And the next we have is textbook by Fontes and Pino.
Say that again, what?
Textbooks by Fontes and Pino.
By Fontes?
Fontes, yes.
I'm not familiar.
And not too familiar or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar, whatever that is.
Thank you. The next one is Reading Recovery.
I'll say no.
Not at all or not too familiar?
Not at all.
Thank you. The next one.
13 years, so.
Thank you. The next one is Guessing from Context.
Yes.
Very familiar or just somewhat?
Very familiar.
Three queuing or queuing?
You stumped me. No, I'll say no.
Not at all or not too familiar?
Not too familiar, that's fine.
Thank you. The next one we have is whole language.
Yes, I'm familiar, very familiar. And are we going to do much longer because I was in the middle of making supper?
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. We still are at 45%, but the next questions go by really fast. Now, the next one was phonics.
Yeah.
Very familiar or just somewhat?
Yes, very familiar.
Sight words, a list, or flashcards?
Yes, very familiar.
Thank you very much. Now, from what you know, what do you think research has shown is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Cueing or guessing words from context and sentence structure? Phonics, sounding out words, or a combination of both?
A combination.
And research has found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used by many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, how would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
Well, I'm concerned, but my job is just about done, so. Mm-hmm.
And would you say you're somewhat concerned or not too concerned?
Okay, somewhat concerned, just fine.
Thank you. Now, how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or nothing at all?
A great deal.
Thank you. And you mentioned you have heard or read about students falling behind on reading. What have you heard in a few words?
What have I heard?
Anything that comes to mind.
Not enough practice at home, not enough practice at school, not enough one-on-one
time.
Too much computer time, not enough one-on-one time.
Too much computer time. Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, more than half of students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
No, very concerned.
And to the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students to how to read or not?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculums, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
Oh, I missed that whole thing.
Okay. That's fine. And do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read, or not?
Yes.
And is that a definite yes or probably yes?
No, a definite yes.
Thank you. Now, who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students that are reading at expected levels? Teachers, schools, parents, school administrators, state educational officials, or school districts?
Everyone.
All of the above?
Oh.
All of the above. Thank you very much. Now, does your 12th grade child have dyslexia?
No.
Does your 12th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP?
He doesn't have an IEP. He has an accommodation plan.
Okay, thank you. Does your 12th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
And to the best of your knowledge, does your 12th grade child identify as LGBTQIA+, or not?
I have no idea what that is, but I'll say no.
Okay, thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
And what is the...
Portuguese.
And some...
Portuguese, son.
Thank you. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Me?
Yes.
I have my master's degree.
Thank you. And last year, that was what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, $25,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to less than $100,000, $100,000 to less than $150,000 or more than $150,000?
$100,000.
Thank you very much. Now, finally, what is your five-digit zip code?
02745.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We would need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to the survey would never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter? Was that a no?
Yes, I said sure, yes.
Oh, yes, thank you. And would you like to participate in future research, focus groups or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive a $100 gift card.
No, thank you.
Okay, that's fine. Now, for the reporter, what is your first name?
Catherine.
And your last name?
Moreira,
M-O-R-E-I-R-A. Thank you. And what is the best phone number to reach you?
508-998-8866.
8866?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the best email address to reach you?
BackwoodsMoreiraCatherine@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, you will have to repeat it. I didn't quite catch that.
Okay. Moreira Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, at gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Moreira
Catherine
at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Let me just make sure I didn't make a grammar mistake.
M-O-R.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And would you prefer to be contacted by text, message, or email?
Text is fine. Or email.
Fine.
Either one.
Which one? Because...
okay.
Which one do you think?
Email.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience, ma'am, and now you're free. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful
okay.
day.
You too, honey. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.